Welcome back to the Granite City Radio Theater, everybody. We are live from the Pioneer Place on 5th in downtown St. Cloud. Very excited to be here for the second half of our show. And now your hosts, Eric Webster and Shannon Custer.
Hey. Yeah. Welcome back. Yes, I hope your intermission was as lovely as ours. I went and had my share of real camel. Oh, the old days. Yes. Well, Shannon Custer is with us. I am Eric Webster. And joining us on stage right now, who has been with us this evening singing wonderful music, Miss Rachel Holder.
Yeah!
Rachel, beautiful, beautiful. I am a sucker for the standards. That's like all my right. era and everything that I like.
And me too.
Yeah. So good stuff. Yeah. Good job. Where are you from, Rachel?
I'm from Madison, Wisconsin, but I've lived in Minneapolis for the last 10 years.
Because you were tired of drinking on the street?
That's right. Yeah. Exactly.
Tired of lawless societies?
Right.
Did you go to school for... singing?
Yeah, I went to school at McNally-Smith College of Music in St. Paul, Ooh. And I currently teach there now, and I also teach at McAllister as well.
Oh.
I didn't know that there was an applause sign till now, which would explain your weird applause
right.
over nothing. Yes. I thought they liked me.
Applesauce.
I thought I was doing well. So when did you get into music?
When I was little. I started singing when I was about, I took lessons when I was 11, but I'd been singing forever, so.
I just imagine your little 12-year-old body with that voice. I bet it's how it was, wasn't it?
People always say that my speaking voice doesn't match. So.
No, right? Yeah. So when you started singing, why are you primarily the standards? Or is
My parents listened to a lot of jazz, so that's what I grew up with.
And the Great American Songbook?
Right, yeah.
Who's your favorites?
Oh, Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald, Lena Horne.
Dinah Washington?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I like all the, the greats.
How about Dean Martin?
Oh, yeah.
This is Christmas.
This is me every Christmas. Sweetie?
Yeah?
My 95-year-old grandmother does not use glasses. She drinks straight out of the bottle.
Hey-o! Can you open the presents now?
Now, here's Mr. Foster Brooks. So what kind of gigs you got coming up? Where are you performing?
I played the Dakota in Hell's Kitchen. I actually just made a website on Monday. So you can look at my calendar on there. It's rachelholdermusic.com. If you just go to Rachel Holder, she's a country singer in Nashville, and that's not me. So you have to have the music in there as well.
Much like Eric Webster is a real estate agent in Detroit. True. And I hate him.
Funny.
He makes more money than you one.
He does. He comes up first on Google. Well, that's fantastic, Rachel. Hey, I want to remind everybody that you're listening to KVSC in St. Cloud. Yeah. We love legal IDs. Way to not get in trouble with the FCC, you. We're going to do an emergency broadcast test next.
Applesauce.
Rachel, we were downstairs and we had a vote and we decided we think you should probably sing another song. What do you think?
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Collective Unconscious and Rachel Holder.
Thank you.
Strolling in the park, watching winter turn to spring. Dancing in the dark, seeing lovers do their thing. That's the time. Holding hands by candlelight. When you talk to me, I'm wanting you with all my might. And that's a time I feel like making love to you. That's a time. For John on the keys. When you talk to me, when you're moaning sweet and low, when you're touching me and my feelings start to show, hey, that's the time. A time I feel like making dreams come true. Yeah, that's a time I feel like making love to you. Oh, that's a time I feel like making dreams come true.
Rachel Holder and Collective Unconscious.
All right, I'll come over here.
Yeah, that's right.
Hi.
Yeah, that's, you know what's awkward is being on stage with you after that song.
You know what's awkward is forgetting your white dress shirt and then running to JCPenney and buying one and getting here and realizing it's short freaking sleeves.
No. No. I'm sure there's a lot of people that need their taxes done. You know what else is weird?
Yeah.
Jokes, not for radio. What else is terrible is having this amazing keyboard player back here, and then what I'm doing on the organ for Shades Brigade. Nope. If you've noticed, I'm not hitting a chord. No, you've noticed. Ladies and gentlemen, it's spring. I know. So, yeah, I know, right? So we are going to go out live to our roving reporter, Mr. Lee Adams, who is out there somewhere in St. Cloud right now, and he is going to do a little report on how spring is coming in St. Cloud. Lee.
Yeah, I just got out here, Eric. I was in the studio with you for, you know, a minute ago.
Yeah.
But now I'm out here on the street.
Okay, well, so how is spring going in St. Cloud?
Oh, man, it's unbelievable. Spring is here in here. It's green and warm, and there's all kinds of growing stuff. And
Wait, Lee.
Huh?
It's like 4 degrees outside right now.
Yeah, no, I'm in the supermarket, Eric. I'm in the vegetable section. It's green.
Oh.
I'm going to have an apple. Hey, there's no nutcrackers in these almonds. Hey, can I get a nutcrack? Yeah, because I bought the wrong shirt.
Salute.
Kids like 15.
Yeah.
Made fun of my shirt.
Yeah.
I got, oh, look at this, baby carrots.
Yeah, baby
carrots.
I love carrots.
Hey, you know what, though? Stop calling them baby carrots. They're not baby carrots. They're grown-up carrots cut up and polished. You don't hack a cat into pieces and call them kittens. Well, you don't. Just saying, Eric. I'm in the cereal aisle now.
Yeah? How's spring in the cereal aisle?
You know, you wouldn't know the difference, Eric. It's, Frosted Flakes.
Oh, yeah.
I love Frosted Flakes.
Yes, I
love. You like Frosted Flakes?
I do, I love.
You know what they are?
Cereal.
Corn flakes with sugar on them. But there's a tiger.
On the box.
That makes it good cereal, Eric.
Yes, that is correct.
I'm going to go to the frozen food section.
Yeah?
There's a frozen food section. Yeah, I know I bought the wrong shirt. It's over here. Oh, here I am. It's a lot colder here. It's like winter in the frozen food section. Look at that.
All right, Lee, we got to wrap things.
15 Joe's pizzas for $3.
We got to wrap things up here, Lee.
I haven't even been to the bread yet.
No, that's
no. Hang on, I'm going to bread.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, our
hey, Eric.
On-field reporter, Mr. Lee Adams. In his stocking produce shirt. Well, with spring right around the corner, it's about time to get off the lakes and get them ice shacks back. But right now, we're going to join Ole and Lena, who are in the last ice shack on the lake.
Hey, Ole.
Yeah, Sven.
I think you got a bite there.
Oh, I don't have got a bite there, Sven. Watch your own bobber, why don't you?
Ole, you do too have a bite. And you don't have to get snappy with me. This mess is not my fault.
Sven, my bobber is just sitting there. And yes, Sven, the reason we're not watching the Sweet 16 on the NCAA basketball tournament is very, very much your fault.
Ole, your bobber's been going around in circles there for a full minute now. And listen, how was I supposed to know that that was not a wok? It was just leaning up against the ice house and, well, it was the perfect size for frying up the fish.
Oh, for... You used the honky-tonkin' satellite dish, Sven. There ain't no cable out on the lake, don't you know? We tried that last year and it didn't work. Now all we got is a 147-inch high-definition 3D lump on the wall.
But you were smearing butter all over it earlier in the day there, Ole.
It gets better reception that way. The butter makes the snow just fall right off. The bigger problem, Sven, is that I don't even know how my brackets are doing. We're in the dark out here. And that's not my bobber, Sven. It's yours.
Okay, Ole. I'm sorry about the NCAA. I got brackets, too, you know. And I'm pretty sure that's your bobber. Wait. Do you hear that?
Yes, that's it. Oh, that's the telltale sound there of a duct tape coffee can muffler. That's Lena.
Oh, she's here. She's got to know the scores.
Howdy, boys. Enjoying your fishing and basketball?
Well, Lena, we've got ourselves a bit of a conundrum here. Sven used the satellite dish for frying up crappies the other morning, and now we don't know how things are sitting with the brackets.
Oh, really? Well, that is why I came all the way out onto the lake. I wanted to toot my own horn.
Oh, Lena, you got some bragging to do there, do you?
Oh, yeah. So far, I've got every single one of my games right.
No, Lena. I saw your brackets. There's no way that happened.
Well, I picked a wide field using my patent-pending Lena Picks system. And if you look at my Vegas book, my white-labeled Atlantic City book, and my spread between the 18 churches of the Hoop Enthusiast Lutheran League, I am perfect. You boys know one of you has a bite there, don't you?
I don't believe you, Lena. And that's Sven's bobber.
I gotta say, Lena, I don't believe you either. And only that's not my bobber, it's yours.
Boys, 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 a fish is a fish. One of you step up, be a man, and pull that pole out of that hole. Now, I brought my NCAA basketball bracket binder. Included within are copies of your brackets, too, because, as you will see, I am all about the bragging. So, yes, right here in this binder, I can prove my predictorial prowess.
Oh, look, Lena, you got my old trapper keeper.
Well, Sven, unicorns have always brought me luck. Okay, we'll start in the south bracket. See, there was no way that a wildcat from Villanova was going to lose to someone with dirty feet from North Carolina. That was easy. And of course, a wildcat is just going to devour a Jayhawk, and they did. So Kansas was out, but once they got all the way to the Wolverines from Michigan, well, that was tricky. But after thinking about our road trip to the Upper Peninsula last month, and we found that cute little bed and breakfast next to the Wolverine petting zoo, I knew what I had to pick, don't you know? And that's how Michigan landed in the Elite Eight. Now, as much as I love Minnesota, and you know I do, I've never really been a fan of Gophers. They're rodents, you know. Plus, ever since Ole's third cousin Gunther from Norway enrolled in school at UCLA, I've kind of had a soft spot for the Bruins. And did you know a Bruin is a bear? And a bear doesn't fear a gator or a gopher. But since Hugh Jackman was in the musical Oklahoma, there was a lot of math, the Sooners would beat out UCLA. And if you look here, by gosh, that's exactly how it worked out.
Lena, you can't be telling me that all these are right. You've got the Duke Blue Devils losing to the Almaty Great Danes in the first round.
Oh, yeah. I thought real hard about that one, though. And you see, a Blue Devil is a wicked thing and usually never loses. But a Great Dane is a noble dog and smart. And I thought, well, just why is this devil blue? Is he holding his breath? Is he cold? No, he can't be. It's spring. So he must be blue because he's sad. And puppies make people happy. Therefore, that devil is no longer blue, and that made him come undone. And that's exactly what happened. Albany 98, Duke 92 in overtime. It was so exciting.
Oh, that's just too much. I wish I knew what was going on right now.
Well, why didn't you boys turn on the radio?
Lena, I bundled all my services, and everything goes through the dish, which is now in the sink waiting to be washed. Lena, could you...
Oh, no. They're your dishes, and you gotta do them. Oh. Well, can't you use that hand crank radio you got from KVSC for making your voltage pledge?
Holy buckets! You're right! Sven, look over by the mucklock rack. I think it's in the snowmobile repair kit right next to all my KVSC custom coffee mugs.
Oh, yep, here it is, right under the KVSC hoodie that is only available during Pledge Drive as well. Let me wrap this thing up and see if we can tune into KVSC Sports.
And now a recap of your Sweet 16 scores here on KVSC. The Butler Bulldogs knocked the wind out of the Miami Hurricanes 73-71. The Syracuse Orangemen stained the Indiana Hoosiers 95-32. The Oklahoma Sooners ride the UCLA Bruins like a psychedelic school bus 80-75. The Albany Great Danes continue their Cinderella massacre through the Midwest region with another victory, this time tugging the togas off the Michigan State Spartans 138-109. The St. Louis Billikens smurf up the Louisville Cardinals 94-83. And the Michigan Wolverines make the Villanova Wildcats their cuddly little kitten muffins. 77-75. Meow. You're listening to KVSC St. Cloud, and now back to our halftime coverage of the 29th annual Tri-County Hometown Hot Dish Showdown.
All for kicking a touchdown. I'm not only out in all my brackets, but I'm also missing the hot dish competition. I should totally be there.
Oh, jeez. This feels just like the time Lena shoved me back in my locker way back in high school.
And I'll do it again in a St. Paul minute if you don't get that bobber. But yeah, I told you so. Look at that binder there. Happy dance, happy dance. I got every one of them right. You know what, boys? You just grab that fish and forget the dish. I've got the engine skillet all clean, hot, and ready. Let's head down to the car and drive home. The fish will be done, and the Gonzaga Ohio State game will be just starting by the time we get there. Now, whose fish is that?
Oli, let's settle this once and for all. Roll Shamble.
Okay.
Ha! I win!
Oofta!
Now, wait a minute. That wasn't like any rock, paper, scissors I've ever seen.
Well, Lena, since we weren't able to watch basketball, we kind of developed our own version of the classic game.
Yeah, my choppers just beat his blizzard. It's a good thing he didn't choose paper, bikini, or beer. That would have done me in.
See, the whole name of the game is rock, paper, scissors, blizzard, choppers, bikini, beer, insurance salesman, lawyer, church, river, hot dish. I can explain how it works on the way home.
Sven, grab your fish now.
It's not my fish! I won, so it's Oli's.
No, you won, so it's your fish.
No, I won, so it's yours.
No, you won, so it's your fish.
God, you boys are both losers. I won. It's my fish now, and I'm gonna eat it. Let's go.
Oh, welcome. We are, this is KVSC, and we are this Granite City Radio Theater Live, and I'm Eric Webster. Shannon Custer, I believe you have something of note for
us. I do. I have really exciting news. April 7th here at the Pioneer Place Theater, Iris DeMent will be performing. I know. The sign didn't even go on. She's, hasn't been here since 2004, fresh off a new album, and the show is presented in partnership with Granite City Folk Society. April 7th.
Nice. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for Act 3 of Shade's Brigade, For What It's Worth. I was sitting in a dirty cement floor in a room without windows and a steel door locked from the outside. 2 minutes earlier, I was on a yacht in the middle of the Indian Ocean. Major Kate Stafford was sitting next to me on a chair. Ernie was passed out on the floor from too much rum, and Quinn and Cooper had been knocked out by Junka the Giant. Well, at least, that's how things appeared.
Jack, what is going on?
Well, Henry Raymond is Anton Worth, that I know for sure. All else may not be what it seems.
Well, what now?
I have no idea.
Jack Shade has no idea what to do. That's the most disconcerting sentence ever.
Cooper began to stir.
What hit me? Hi, Jack. Say, how'd we get here?
Wake up Quinn, will you?
Oh, sure, yeah. Come on, Quinn, hey! Wake up, it's tea time!
Earl Grey, please. And a crumpet.
Come on, Quinn. Get up. I'm not your grandma.
Well, where are we?
Well, I don't know, but Jack and Ernie and Kate, they're all here, too.
We're in a room. Doesn't seem to be a way out. It used to be a casino on a ship.
How's that?
The Amazing Archibald. This is obviously some sort of suggested hypnotic hallucination.
Yeah, or...
Or what?
Great Scott!
Great who? What?
Or we've been in a hypno-dreamy made-up world thingy. And now this is real.
Oh, come on.
I'm afraid Cooper is right, Major. That is a possibility.
Think about it. In the last week, we've witnessed a spirit from another realm, an army of creatures that would make the Arabic explorer Ibn Fadlan tremble.
And a two-faced talking hyena lady.
We've had a rumble with a species from another planet and crashed a spaceship. We've had our share of gangsters and hoodlums and evil men hell-bent on ruling the world, but nothing that's brand new to reality. And to be honest, even for this group, I think we've been taking it all a little too in stride.
Yeah, hold it together. Us not knowing the line between what is real and what isn't is worth some tension. It won't take us long to become crazy.
Well, then we've got to get out of here and find him.
Yeah, the Major's right, but one thing at a time. All right, let's find a way out of this room. Cooper, try the door. Quinn, go wake up Ernie.
I'm on it, Jack. I can't get it to budge, Jack.
Come on, Ernie. Wake up, old chap.
Oh, hey, good morning, Mom.
Ernie, snap to.
Maybe a kiss on his cheek will help him get up, Ma.
I'll give you a kiss on the cheek.
What's going on?
Well, Ernie, we're no longer on a yacht. We're not sure where we are. We're not sure what is real and what's not.
Okay.
Ha! Come to think of it, I think Ernie is probably the best equipped to deal with this dilemma.
So, this is what it's like to be Ernie.
Except not as hungry.
The door is locked solid. We can't break it down. Thick cement walls.
We could shoot the door lock.
That would be great, Ernie, if we had a gun.
I got a gun. See?
Ernie, where did you get a gun?
From my new friends, after they fell asleep.
Fell asleep?
We played See the Stars.
Nice work, Ernie.
No, oh, Jack, they said that they were circling around and around in the ocean looking for us.
Yeah, we know, Ernie. Good work. Let me see that gun. 38 special. Chamber full, 6 shots. I took aim at the door and fired. Nothing. And just then, the door handle began to move. And the door started to open. We all stood in silence, staring at the door, and in stepped a woman. It was April Devonshire, Worth's former girlfriend and my former momentary lapse of reason. I slipped the gun into my back waistband and pulled my shirt over it. Hello, April.
Hello, John. John? Whoa. The April from Singapore?
The very same.
Interesting. Not what I pictured for Jack, but I guess that dress works on her.
Hoo-wee! This is one humdinger of a hallucination.
It's no hallucination, Mr. King. I am very real.
Then where are we and what's going on?
That is the question, isn't it, John? That's the question that will follow you.
If I let it.
We don't always have a choice, John.
The name is Jack. John is reserved for people who don't leave me in the middle of the night.
We don't always have a choice, Jack.
Yeah, you do. Integrity and selfishness are always the options.
It's hard to tell the difference.
Only if you're selfish.
Okay, you boys want a drink or do you have too much integrity?
Yes, ma'am.
No.
A drink?
Follow me, boys.
We walk through the door, and there, on the other side...
Jack, this can't be.
Well, slap me silly and give me a double bourbon.
Well, that explains this matchbook we found, Jack.
What is this place, Jack?
The American Bar, a 2 Rube Scribe Paris. Tune in next May for the exciting conclusion to Shades Brigade and For What It's Worth. Granite City Radio Hour coming to you live at KVSC and also live at the Pioneer Place here in beautiful downtown St. Cloud. I'm Eric Webster. This is Shannon Custer.
That's me.
Shannon, what's your favorite fairy tale?
My favorite fairy tale? Jack and the Beanstalk.
Thank goodness.
That works out super good.
Because have you noticed that this mic is reserved for the little guys? No, anyway.
No, that's
so anyway,
it.
That's funny to me. Nope. I don't care. Now I don't have two friends that are little.
Wow.
I know.
It was going so
it
well.
It was. It's just all... Ladies and gentlemen, we turn the mic over now to a modern retelling of an old fairy tale.
My favorite.
Jack and the Beanstalk.
Jack here, Daddy-O. I'm the original underground jumper of candlesticks, the cat that frosts your pumpkin, and the bohemian beatnik bustling on down the road. Are you cubes ready for a story to rock-a-bye baby you right on out of your crib? Right on, groove taters. Let me tell you about the time I shimmied on up the beanstalk and split near got fee-fi-fo'd, not to mention foamed. Dig. Once upon a time, I'm on my way to sell my cow to the sippy-dippy dairy farm, and a few blue minutes into our walk, Bessie decides to play the clown. She stopped. I begged. I pleaded. I pushed, I pulled, I genuflected, I defected. Nothing. The cow would not be moved. All of a sudden, this smooth cat comes sashaying on up the path. This cheese was so hip, even his bongo was wearing a turtleneck. And he lay it on me.
Hey there, jazz farmer. What's tooting your horn this diggity-doo afternoon?
I've got a chore, this cow to sell, but brother friend, the cow is stuck. Yet stuck in what, I cannot tell.
Well, if a cow don't want to groove, a cow ain't gonna move. Maybe I can squeeze her off your hands. I've always wanted something square like a milk cow, and I've got something to trade that'll crinkle your karma, daddy-o.
The dude showed me three beans and told me a tale about the beans he had for sale.
Magic beans, the groovical fruit. Overnight you'll watch the magic take root. Riches, fame, and power and glory could await you at the end of this story. You just trade me your cow and I'll give you these now.
And baby, I just couldn't resist this cool cat's meow. But when I got home with my magical groovical beans, Mama wasn't having it. She shook, she shuddered, she muttered, she stuttered. She armed herself with the wooden spoon. The beans went out the window and I went to my room, exiled for dreaming, punished for scheming. By now I'm sure you jive tots know what happened next. Those magic beans, they started to grow up to the clouds and higher, who knows. Before my mama even quit her snoring morning song, I started climbing up, up, and more up. I was so up there, I could see both the cool cats of Frisco and the chill swingers of New York all grooving together no matter where they dropped out from. But the beat was dropped out by a fee, a fi, and a foe to the thumb. It was a castle, a hip pad with a front door so big elephants couldn't open them. But a man my size might just slip under them, and that's what I did, my hipster friends. I slipped, I slunked, and I strode right in, right on. Inside I saw a man. No, the man. The kind of man whose boots could stomp out a revolution. The kind of man whose breath could suffocate a nation. The kind of man who is currently enjoying some mid-afternoon sedation. Now my eyes could deceive me, but my ears never ever hear it wrong. Amidst his snores, I was hearing some jazz, and somebody was riffing a killing scat song. So I peeked around the corner to see what I heard, and lo and behold, a cool swinging harp and a giant bird.
Skiddle-a-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-da-da. You better look out, little Jack. Simmy-da-soo, hoppy and blue, the giant's gonna chew on you.
Sang the harp.
Bibbidi-bop-bop,
said the hen. Sorry about this, guys. Don't mean to cramp your style, but I only plan to be here just a little while.
Hippity-bang-bop-a-dee-da-da-dee. Don't you leave just yet. We do wanna flee,
sang the harp.
Bibbidi-bop-bop,
said the hen.
Sniggity-crack-jada-da-da-da. Tie me up to that chicken's back.
And with that, I strapped the harp to the hen and I jumped on too, and a chase to the beanstalk did ensue. But once the harp's golden song was done gone, the man woke up.
Fee, fi, fo, and fum. I smell the poetry of a domo bum.
Oh, could that chicken run? She was dodging and darting and hipping and hopping. She was out the door and cut timing it across the lawn before that old giant came out of his dreams of jazzy moons and silver streams.
Be he jive or be he will red, I'll grind up his bongo to make my bread.
It was Splitsville, Vanished City, and Metrop I'm Outta Hereopolis, all on a one-way ticket to the ground floor. But the big man was upon us, and we all knew we'd be blue in a moment or two.
Bark,
said that swanky hen with a cluck. And wouldn't you know it, it gave us a little more luck. On our way down the beanstalk, we thought we were safe, but a quick look back proved that to not be the case. Mad like an iron pick driving through ice, we'd never climbed down before he caught us, and when he did, he wasn't gonna be nice. But then the hen, oh, that hipster heroic hen, she jumped. As we broke through the clouds, I could see Mama and she could see me riding a chicken out of the sky. She knew the story. She knew its goodbye. She readied my axe, and when I landed, I hacked. The man fell down and broke his crown. And when he woke up, he was kind as can be, and we gave him a job, and he's chopping trees. Fell in love with a big blue ox. Don't ask. So now we all lounge around the scat harp, golden chicken, Mama and me, sewing music and stitching laughter, and we're groovy like the movie, and it's happily ever after. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the story of Paul Bunyan.
Wow, that was gorgeous. I think we need to check back now at River's Edge Convention Center for the crowning of the championship of the Hot Dish Showdown. Doug and AJ, are you ready?
Yep. Hello, and welcome back to the 29th Annual Tri-County Hometown Hot Dish Showdown, broadcasting live from the River's Edge Convention Center in historic downtown St. Cloud. It's been an action-packed competition so far, but the best is yet to come as the competitors take the stage once again as their entries are judged on style, form, and flavor. AJ Sanders is closer to the action, and now we'll go to him live. AJ, what's the mood down there?
In a word, Doug, this competition has been fierce. The crowd is waiting in anticipation now in the final moments of the competition. The question on everyone's mind, who will be crowned champion? You can smell the excitement in the air, Doug, and let me tell you, it smells pretty good.
During the baking period, I had a chance to interview Dale Novak, and he admitted the French fried onion fumble was a setback, but he's confident he's still in the competition, and judging by the look of his hot dish, I'd have to agree.
Yes, Doug, but it will come down to the taste test. The judges now taking their seats, and they will be served a corner piece as well as a centerpiece from each of the hot dishes. They'll be judging on... really?
Good night, everybody! No.
Marjorie Johnson, with her tuna noodle surprise, has got to be asking herself if those bow ties will be fully cooked. She took a big risk by not pre-boiling, but that's what hot dishing is all about. She is following in the footsteps of her mother, a former champion, a pioneer in the sport of hot dishing, and what's that? It looks like the judges may have come to a consensus.
The moment we've all been waiting for. A hush falls over the crowd as the Honorable Mayor Dave Kleiss of St. Cloud takes the stage to announce the winner.
The crown goes to the cheeseburger.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. 15-year-old Kylie Miller of St. Cloud is champion, and you can hear the crowd's approval as she receives her crown.
Yes, yes. After being congratulated by Novak and Johnson. 2 days ago, she wasn't even going to enter this competition, but here she is, taking her place in history among three decades worth of champions.
I'm here with Kylie Miller now. Kylie, is there anyone out there you'd like to thank?
I would like to thank my friends, Hayden and Brody. You guys are the best. And all my followers on Pinterest. Thank you so much for your recipe ideas and your retro fashion tips.
This must be your proud father?
Yeah.
Hey, honey, your mom and I are so...
Get out of here. You're embarrassing me, and this is my moment. Go.
Okay, okay, we'll be in the car.
There you have it, Doug. Another showdown, come and gone, another champion crown. This is certainly one for the history books.
For me, for AJ, for KVSC Sports, and for the Midwest Regional Hot Dosh Association, thank you
and good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, one last time, please welcome back Collective Unconscious and Rachel Holder.
For me, I'm happy as I can be. I've learned to love and to live. Devil may care, no cares or woes. Whatever comes, later goes. That's how I'll take and I'll give. Devil may care. When the day is through, I suffer no regrets. I know that he who frets loses the night. For only a fool thinks he can hold back the dawn. He who is wise never tries to revise what's past and gone. Live life today and come tomorrow and may. Don't even stop for a sigh. It doesn't help if you cry. That's how I live and I'll die. Devil may care. Muggsy Lauer. No cares for me. I'm happy as I can be. I learned to love and to live. Devil may care. For only a fool thinks he can hold back the dawn. He who is wise never tries to revise what's past and gone. Oh. Stop for a sigh. It doesn't help if you cry. That's how I'll live and I'll die. Devil may care. 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 Devil may care.
Wow, Rachel Holder, Collective Unconscious.
Rachel,
ladies
Holder
and gentlemen,
music.
I would like to introduce to you, before we head out tonight, the members of Shades Brigade, Mr. Dave Gangler. Mr. Lee Adams. Your co-host and member of the brigade, Miss Shannon Custer. Almost forgot your name.
That's hysterical.
That's gonna be a long ride home to the cities. My name is Eric Webster. Ladies and gentlemen, our next show is coming up on May 22nd. Let's hear it again for everybody. Rachel Holder, Collective Unconscious. Pioneer Place Theater. Jay Terry, Dan Barth. We'll see you in May. And of course, Dana.
KBSC's Grand City Radio Theater was presented with funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and was produced in partnership with the Pioneer Place on Fifth Theater. Your hosts have been Eric Webster and Shannon Custer. Musical guest for the evening has been Rachel Holder. Fellow actors and partners in crime were Lee Adams, Dave Gangler, Jay Terry, Liana Livingston, Grant Hakey, Cody Logland, Anthony Lockhart, and Declan Goff. Our producers and bookie liaisons have been Adam Terry and Jeff Carmack. Musical director and Collective Unconscious legal representation is Muggsy Lauer. Writers have included Eric Webster, Jeff Carmack, Adam Terry, Jay Terry, Dan Barth, Derek Ellert, Dr. James W. Beard, Caroline North, and Aaron Kiefer. Trivia master and March Madness theoretical probability string theory mathematician is Dan Barth. Stage manager and Midwest regional heavy game rigger is Emily Anke. Sound engineer and scat harp tuner is Jeremy White. Lighting and technical engineer and Rolling Stones talent scout is Brent Anderson. KBSC live technology support and brand new dad is Alex Hartman. Alex Hartman's eager engineering henchmen have been Jim Gray and Patrick St. John. KBSC studio technician behind the curtain back in the little basement that bumps is Dr. James W. Beard. And this is Dana Johnson letting you know that we look forward to seeing you on May 22nd for our final season. Good night, everybody, from KBSC and the Pioneer Place Theater.